Children in Utopia. Came out when we were in high school. Help me out here, Jason. Come on. Hey, we're back. This Week in Waukesha, I'm your host, Alderman for Life, Don Paul Brown. But you can call me Don or Don Brown or Brownie. We're back with mayoral candidate Lisa Salb. And first question I have for Lisa is, so I am, in my capacity as alderman, I was appointed by Mayor Riley to serve on, it's called the Waukesha Pewaukee Visitors Convention Bureau. And so I represent the city there. And I've also recently been working on a subcommittee that's focused on how we make Waukesha more of a destination location. If you were to become mayor, what would your plan be to make Waukesha more of a destination spot?
Well, how about opening a bed and breakfast?
Love it. Hey, our last president, I guess, was kind of a role model or set an example on that. So,
but actually, for historic preservation, one of the benefits is drawing those people in that are looking for a destination situation that has some of the history that they can learn about, that they can go look at, that they can tour. Not really being facetious there. It is a good point.
You know, I'm really glad you said that, Lisa, because I just found out from the city. And by the way, if you don't subscribe to it, please do. The City of Waukesha has a wonderful newsletter that gives you a lot of updates of what's going on in the city. And I just learned from the newsletter that Waukesha Unplugged, which was one of the events as part of the 125th anniversary celebrations, it took place last fall. It's coming back, just that one component. This October, I believe it's October 9th. It's a Saturday, and I highly encourage everyone to participate because you get to tour a lot of historic buildings and learn a lot of great stories. And there's living history even in some of the newer buildings. And one of my experiences was I got to take the tour of La Casa de Esperanza, which, by the way, they are enrolling new students for K-4 through 7th grade. They'll be expanding into a middle school. Their full-service school features an extended school day, a dual language program in K-4 through 2nd grade, and their new 7th grade expansion and English language instruction. There's a rigorous curriculum, year-round programming, a safe environment, character education, family involvement, and community partnerships. So definitely check out La Casa de Esperanza if you have children in that age and you're looking for a unique educational experience for your children. And anyway, I was touring La Casa, and in the basement they have an art collection, and it's like a museum. And one thing that really stood out to me was there was a painting of Cesar Chavez in Wautoma, Wisconsin, who was organizing the laborers there, the farm laborers. And it's just an amazing, it really belongs in its own room or needs a real shrine. But it's these little nuggets of history, these great jewels you find through Waukesha Unplugged. So I encourage everyone to put that on your calendar. There's plenty of time to plan for it. And maybe we can get Wauk Radio to also participate in that. That could be a lot of fun. So, but Lisa, what other ideas would you have for making Waukesha a destination?
Well, just to backtrack a little bit, we toured several different areas for that last fall, and it was fantastic. We got to hear the history at the fire station, which I hadn't seen before. Mm-hmm. Waukesha also has, in May, Preservation Days, where we have tours different walking tours, houses open, and things like that. And I'm usually a part of that. And so it was really fun to be able to go in October and take the tours. And really enjoyed that. So I also would encourage people to check that out. They had asked us if we would have the Blair House open, but we had the Great Room ripped apart at the time. And it's like, no.
So maybe for this fall.
Maybe we'll see how it goes. I won't commit at this point, but it's a possibility.
Well, and I just realized now, because I know the mayor lives in downtown or close to downtown, but if you win, you would have a shorter commute to work than the mayor.
I could roll down the hill.
There you go. So positive for Lisa's help. Another reason why you should vote for Lisa's help. But are you also active in what's been going on with the Civic Theater?
I have not been.
Okay, because I know there's been a major renovation there, mm-hmm. and I'm really hopeful that could also be part of the plan for making this more of a destination spot. And we do plan on having representatives from the Civic Theater. In fact, we may even dedicate a whole show to it sometime in the spring, because I know they've got, I think there's a grand reopening coming up soon, but really looking forward to sharing that exciting news.
It is exciting. My granddaughter goes to the classes there.
Oh, really?
The acting classes. Okay. Yeah, so we get to go see their showcase, which is lots of fun. And my daughter was involved with the Miss Holmes show that was there behind the scenes. And so, yeah, we enjoy the theater. So it is great that they're being able to expand into the next building over, just offer more services.
Sounds terrific. Mm-hmm. So now, husband Bob's got, he has a campaign. And he passed the first round.
He did.
And now he's running in the general election. Is he still dedicating time to your campaign? Is he, or are you guys helping each other out in one way or another, or is it just strictly?
As of right now, it's been pretty separate.
Okay.
And that is fine because we both have very busy schedules and lives, and so he's been working on his primary, and I've been working on the House. And as of today, actually, this is my full time into campaigning. If anyone is interested in a yard sign, I have those available. My website is www.salbformayor.com.
S-A-L-B as in boy. S as in Sam, A as in L, A as in apple, L as in Larry, B as in boy. Or Brown, if you're a Don Brown fan.
There we go.
So
Is that for
the number or F-O-R?
It's the word for F-O-R.
Okay, thank you.
It had a little glitch that they were working on, so I know you can at least get to the first page, and then there's the Meet Lisa and some projects that we've done that they're working on.
Okay, terrific.
Also, there's a donate button on there if anyone wants to donate to pay for signs or things like that. You know, every little bit, $5, $10, whatever would be fantastic.
Okay. So. Now, this is a really important question, Lisa.
Uh-oh. Okay.
And I thought about it because, you know, last December, in response to the parade attacks, the First Lady and the second gentleman made a visit to Waukesha, and I had the opportunity to meet them. And that's, you know, that's a really special moment. Does Bob feel comfortable? What would he feel comfortable being called, first gentleman, if you win mayor of Waukesha?
They don't actually have that title, Don, do they?
I'm just kidding. But it's great because you two are very active in our city, and you're active in our city government. And so I just, you know, I had to throw a few plugs in there.
Well,
a few little jabs, or just, you know,
Bob
see what kind
is of the
fun
head of the
this.
Household, but we'll see who's head of the city.
But you're always right, correct?
No. I will.
He knows everything, but you're always right. No, but really, I've enjoyed my association with Lisa and Bob in the few years I've been alderman. And, you know, glad we could have you on the show so far. So in the few minutes we have left, though, what is it you want people to know about Lisa Salb that and it's the reason why they should vote for you? Like, what questions have I not asked? Like, what's, you know?
Okay, well, I want the people to feel confident that City Hall works for them. I will welcome citizen and taxpayer input. You know, we have our residents, but we have all of our businesses, too. You know, and I want to try to unite the businesses and make that a strong community in itself. I'll promise transparency and integrity to meet the constituents' needs, to earn their trust. And I don't know, on my sign here, we have the straight arrow that is for the integrity issue. That's very, very important for me. So I wanted to get that on my sign. Like I said before, I've been hearing that people want to change. And I'm ready to offer a new, fresh perspective for a better future. And I'll be bringing insights that I hope are inspired and exciting.
Terrific. Now, do you have any questions for me or for the people of Waukesha that you'd like to learn more about?
Questions for you. Oh, okay.
I've never done this before, so we're experimenting here, right? It was actually Jason's idea.
All right, so...
it wasn't Jason's idea.
After your radio success, will you consider television?
Hey, you know, that's first we got to take care of radio. So, and that does remind me is that the station is giving out $50,000 in grants for anyone, businesses large and small, to try advertising here. And it's been a while since we've had Waukesha dedicated radio like this. And if you're interested in learning more, please give me a shout here. Call my cell anytime, 414. All my constituents have this number, 750-5902. That's 414-750-5902. Looking for partners, and we're talking with some of the businesses already. And you know, part of this is also giving them a voice on the radio to talk about trends in their industry and what's going on here in the city and how we can build a more connected community. So I'm glad that you asked that. So we have 1 minute left. And so what are you doing in your campaign to raise awareness and to get people, get the vote out for Lisa Salba?
What am I doing? Well, I will admit that I know Facebook. I don't know Twitter very well. So this is going to be a learning curve.
Maybe that could be a bonus.
Some of these social media outlets. Instagram,
Lisa, you got to go straight for TikTok here.
Get TikTok.
Yep. Here you go. Yeah.
All right. In fact, someone told me last night we were at a meeting. They said, Lisa, you have to make a dance TikTok. It's like, what? I'll ask my granddaughter. She'll help me figure that out.
Sounds great. Well, we want to thank everyone for listening. And thank you, Lisa Sal, for coming on. We wish you the best of luck with the rest of your campaign.
Thank you.
And hope everyone has a wonderful weekend. The sun is out. And remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. See you next Saturday, everybody.